The plan presented today by House Republicans would raise $800 billion in revenue over the next 10 years without raising tax rates, and it offers a balanced, bipartisan approach that also addresses the real problem our country faces, one that the president is ignoring: Washington's runaway spending on mandatory programs like Medicare. The simple fact is, our problem is and always has been our nation is spending more than we can afford. Republicans have always been open to more revenue via tax reform. However, while we can talk about revenue all day, any proposal without reforms to mandatory spending programs is not a real solution and will only last for a matter of days, not years. No one wants to be having these discussions a year from now. It's time to get serious and start moving forward. Unlike the president's proposal of four times as much in tax increases as spending cuts, this offer is both reasonable and realistic. It positions Congress to address both fundamental entitlement reform and tax reform in 2013 without doing further damage to the economy. We can't fix everything in the next couple weeks, but this plan will allow us to hit the ground running in January without facing another recession or higher unemployment.